Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Coffee Break Italian. I just wanted to let you know that unfortunately with this episode, there's a small audio problem that we only discovered after we finished recording, and it wasn't possible to go back and fix the whole thing. We've done as much as we can to improve the audio quality. We hope it doesn't spoil your enjoyment as Giulia and Paolo reach Siena in our travel diaries. Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, episode 5.
Ciao a tutti e bentornati per un altro episodio dei nostri Travel Diaries. Io sono Francesca.
Ed io sono Mark. Come stai, Francesca?
Io sto molto bene, Mark. Grazie. E tu come stai?
Bene, ma con voglia di viaggiare.
Sì, ma per adesso dobbiamo solo, o possiamo solo sognare, come abbiamo imparato, ti ricordi nella soap opera, sognare non costa niente?
Sognare non costa niente, sì, certo. We are indeed dreaming about traveling here and we're taking a little bit of a virtual journey with Giulia and Paolo as they travel through Tuscany and in this episode they are heading to the beautiful city of Siena.
Sì, che bella, la città di Siena, una città molto speciale per me, perché ho studiato per un periodo a Siena.
Ah sì? Cosa hai studiato?
Ho fatto il mio master in didattica dell'italiano come lingua straniera, perché c'è una buona università che si occupa dello studio dell'italiano proprio come materia da insegnare agli stranieri, quindi molti anni fa. Ho studiato a Siena.
Ok, no, non molti anni fa.
Moltissimi.
No. So just in case any of our listeners didn't follow all that, Francesca did her studies there about basically teaching Italian to foreigners, to non-native Italian speakers, or people who want to learn Italian, and you studied therefore in Siena for that. Very good. And did you experience the palio?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I believe that today Giulia and Paolo are going to experience the palio, this famous event that happens in Siena. But let's get straight into the text and find out more about how they experience this in this beautiful city. Andiamo avanti.
Anche se un po' in ritardo, ieri sera siamo arrivati a Siena. Abbiamo visitato la città di notte e Poi siamo andati a letto presto per essere pronti e riposati per il giorno del palio. Oggi infatti è il 2 luglio e a Siena c'è il palio, una famosissima corsa di cavalli che si svolge a Piazza del Campo, la piazza principale della città. La città era davvero in subbuglio. Tutti si stavano preparando per questa grande manifestazione e le vie del centro brulicavano di turisti. C'era così tanta gente che a un certo punto ho perso Paolo. Il telefono non funzionava per colpa della folla di persone e lui non si vedeva da nessuna parte. Il palio è iniziato e la corsa è stata molto emozionante, ma di Paolo nessuna traccia. Solo dopo che le persone sono lentamente uscite dalla piazza, sono riuscita a riconoscerlo. Era tranquillamente seduto davanti a un bar, con un gelato in mano. Mi ha detto che, visto che non mi trovava, ha approfittato per fare merenda. Io ho riso e gli ho detto: beh, a questo punto potevi prenderne uno anche per me.
Ah, che bello, che bello. Una bella giornata.
No, è una meraviglia, veramente.
Okay, let's go back and go through the text in more detail. And of course, Francesca, you can read out each sentence and we'll talk about the interesting grammar and vocabulary here.
Va bene, volentieri. Allora, anche se un po' in ritardo, ieri sera siamo arrivati a Siena.
Okay, anche se... Even if we were a little bit late, anche se un po' in ritardo. Now, there's no verb in there in Italian.
Anche no, it's se... like intended. Anche se eravamo un po' in ritardo.
Okay, so even if we were a little bit late, ieri sera siamo arrivati a Siena. Yesterday evening, we arrived in Siena. Straightforward.
Abbiamo visitato la città di notte e poi siamo andati a letto presto. Per essere pronti e riposati per il giorno del palio.
Ok, abbiamo visitato la città di notte. So we visited the city di notte, at night. E poi, and then, siamo andati a letto. We went to bed. So andare a letto, to go to bed. Siamo andati, essere verb of course, presto, early. Per essere pronti, in order to be ready. E riposati, and rested, per il giorno del palio, for the day of the palio. Let's continue. You read the next sentence, Francesca.
Oggi, infatti, è il 2 luglio e a Siena c'è il palio, una famosissima corsa di cavalli che si svolge in Piazza del Campo, la piazza principale della città.
Okay, that's quite a long sentence, so let's split it up. Oggi, infatti... È il 2 luglio, so today, in fact, it's the 2nd of July, e a Siena c'è il palio. And in Siena, there is the palio. And then we find a little more out about what this palio is in Giulia's explanation.
Una famosissima corsa di cavalli.
So a very famous horse race.
Che si svolge in Piazza del Campo.
Che si svolge. Which takes place, which divulges
sì.
itself or something like that.
Il verbo è svolgersi, significa avere luogo. Se gli ascoltatori trovano il verbo svolgersi un po' difficile, possono dire che ha luogo, which takes place.
Good. So which takes place in Piazza del Campo, in Piazza del Campo, and that is la piazza principale della città. It's the
sì.
main square of the town, the city.
Sì. La città era davvero in subbuglio.
This is a new word for me. La città era davvero in subbuglio. Puoi
sì.
spiegarci cos'è subbuglio?
It's such a lovely word, subbuglio. Normally it has a negative connotation because it means like a state of confusion and frenzy, like people going in all possible directions with a lot of noise and yes, generally confusion. But in this case, it can also be seen in a positive way because there is a lot of excitement and a lot of people, but surely there is no order in the situation. So I would say confusion, frenzy.
So that the town was in a state of frenzy or confusion. And then we've got a little more explanation here.
Tutti si stavano preparando per questa grande manifestazione e le vie del centro brulicavano di turisti.
Okay, so tutti, everyone, si stavano preparando, where everyone was preparing themselves, or everyone was preparing themselves, per questa grande manifestazione, for this huge, not quite a demonstration.
No, event. Although the word manifestazione means a demonstration, if there is a protest or a strike, for example. But in this case, it's just an event.
An event, okay. E le vie del centro and the streets of the city center, the center of town, brulicavano di turisti. That's an interesting word.
Sì, brulicare, it's a lovely verb. Normally it's used to describe the movement, the confused movement of little insects. So for example, ants. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine like when you have a lot of ants and they're really busy running around? So you would describe them as brulicare.
Okay.
And then, as a comparison, you can also use the verb to describe people. I think in English you would say the streets were teeming with tourists.
Yeah, exactly right. They were teeming with tourists. So it really gives us the feeling of, if we look down from above, I've seen drone footage of the Palio, and it really does look like people are ants all scurrying around when everything is happening down below during the race. So the streets were, or the streets of the center of town were teeming with tourists. Brulicavano di turisti. Okay.
C'era così tanta gente che a un certo punto ho perso Paolo.
There were so many people. C'era così tanta gente. And of course, here we're using a singular verb because gente takes a singular in Italian. C'era, not c'erano, but c'era così tanta gente. There were so many people che a un certo punto, at a certain point, ho perso Paolo. I lost Paolo. Oh dear.
Sì, che tragedia. Il telefono non funzionava per colpa della folla di persone e lui non si vedeva da nessuna parte.
Right, okay, so the telephone, our mobile phone, wasn't working, non funzionava per colpa della folla di persone, because of the crowd of people, per colpa di, so because of the crowd of people, la folla di persone, e lui non si vedeva. And he wasn't to be seen da nessuna parte.
Couldn't see him, because in this case it's not really a subject, lui. It's more of an object,
okay.
But in the disjunctive form.
Oh, get you, okay. So, and we couldn't see him, or I couldn't see him anywhere, da nessuna parte. Okay, we're going to leave it at this cliffhanger, and we'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends.
For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome back. The palio is just about to begin and Giulia has lost Paolo. Let's find out what happens in the rest of our text. Go for it, Francesca.
Ok, il palio è iniziato e la corsa è stata molto emozionante, ma di Paolo nessuna traccia.
Ok, so the palio began, il palio è iniziato e la corsa è stata molto emozionante and the race was very exciting, emozionante, ma di Paolo nessuna traccia, but no trace of Paolo.
Sì, mamma mia, cosa sarà successo?
Non lo so, vediamo.
Solo dopo che le persone sono lentamente uscite dalla piazza, sono riuscita a riconoscerlo.
Ok, so solo dopo che, only after le persone sono lentamente uscite, people slowly left the square, so uscire da, to leave, to go out from, dalla piazza, so only after the people slowly left the square or went out from the square, sono riuscita, so this is the verb riuscire, a fare qualcosa again, so to succeed in doing something, I was able to literally recognize him, riconoscerlo.
Riconoscerlo, sì, o spot him. Recognize him, to spot him. Mm-hmm.
And where was he?
Tipico. Era tranquillamente seduto davanti a un bar con un gelato in mano.
So he was quite happily sitting in outside a bar or a cafe con un gelato in mano with an ice cream in his hand.
Sì.
Io non dico niente.
No. Mi ha detto che, visto che non mi trovava, ha approfittato per fare merenda.
So, mi ha detto che, he told me that, visto che, since giving that, non mi trovava, he couldn't find me, he wasn't able to find me. And that's quite interesting because trovare there in the imperfect, it picks up this meaning of wasn't able to do something. He couldn't find me.
Sì. And the idea that he was looking around for a long time.
Yep. So, given that he wasn't able to find me, ha approfittato per fare merenda. He took the chance to have a little snack, have his afternoon
tea. Che furbetto.
Okay, so what happened then?
Io ho riso e gli ho detto, beh, a questo punto potevi prenderne uno anche per me.
So she let him off lightly there, I think. Io riso, I laughed, e gli ho detto, and to him I said, beh, a questo punto potevi prenderne uno, so prenderne, you could have taken one, literally, so you could have got one anche per me, for me too. How would you translate there, a questo punto?
A questo punto means, well, as you got an ice cream for yourself, that's the idea.
Uh-huh. So when you were getting one for you, you could have got one for me as well.
Sì, that's the idea.
I'm sure in the heat of the 2nd of July, the ice cream would have melted him. I'm sure that Paolo will now go and get an ice cream for Giulia.
Sì, avrebbe potuto prendere una spritz per
bene.
Giulia.
Okay. Right, now that we've gone through all of this, let's listen again and hopefully this time everything will make perfect sense.
anche se un po' in ritardo, ieri sera siamo arrivati a Siena. Abbiamo visitato la città di notte e poi siamo andati a letto presto per essere pronti e riposati per il giorno del palio. Oggi infatti è il 2 luglio e a Siena c'è il palio, una famosissima corsa di cavalli che si svolge a Piazza del Campo, la piazza principale della città. La città era davvero in subbuglio. Tutti si stavano preparando per questa grande manifestazione e le vie del centro brulicavano di turisti. C'era così tanta gente che a un certo punto ho perso Paolo. Il telefono non funzionava per colpa della folla di persone e lui non si vedeva da nessuna parte. Il palio è iniziato e la corsa è stata molto emozionante, ma di Paolo nessuna traccia. Solo dopo che le persone sono lentamente uscite dalla piazza, sono riuscita a riconoscerlo. Era tranquillamente seduto davanti a un bar, con un gelato in mano. Mi ha detto che, visto che non mi trovava, ha approfittato per fare merenda. Io ho riso e gli ho detto, beh, a questo punto potevi prenderne uno anche per me.
Allora, è quasi tutto per oggi. Io forse vado a prendere un gelato.
Sì, anche a me è venuta un po'... è venuta voglia di gelato.
We hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And indeed that you've enjoyed the series so far. We are now at Siena. That's episode 5. We've got 5 more episodes to go in the journey of Giulia and Paolo around, in various places through Tuscany. And I wonder where they're heading to next time.
Sì, un vero gioiellino della Toscana per episodio.
Okay, you've got me wondering now. We hope that you've enjoyed this. Don't forget that you can check out the bonus versions of this, so with the additional materials over at the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com. And of course, you can find us on social media. Coffee Break Italian on Facebook, Learn Italian on Twitter, and we're Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Francesca, grazie mille.
E grazie a te, Mark. È stato un piacere, come sempre. Grazie a tutti gli ascoltatori.
Certo, grazie mille e alla prossima. Ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.